the sandwich.
Welcome back to the Blank Face podcast with Luke and Blake as well on today's episode.
No. We need to treat this podcast seriously. I'd like to, before we start, have a...
What do you mean? I was treating it seriously.
I would like to have a minute silence for the GOAT, Rhea Ripley, having to vacate her title this morning.
Okay, hold. Well, I won't do it for the full minute, but I'll give you 4 seconds.
Okay, 4 seconds on.
Oh, we've already lost people because now we're doing wrestling chat.
No. Yeah, okay.
But it's 4 seconds. Actually, we're not doing it. We're doing 4 seconds of silence. So we're not doing wrestling chat.
It's also not wrestling chat. It's patriotism chat. We just love our country and stars from it. So.
Yeah, okay. And commence.
Cool. Anyway.
All right, good. Welcome back to the pod. It's lovely to be here. Welcome to the Blake Pavey pod with Luke and Tyler.
No.
Can we just cut the shit? Yep. Guys, welcome back to the fifth iteration of the Luke Kidgel Hour, or whatever I used to call that show. I'm joined by two guests today.
Memoirs of three ingrates.
Memoirs of three white guys.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, can you introduce your guests again?
Tyler?
No.
And Blake?
No. Nope. No, not the guest, and that's not my name. You call me only Blankface, that's my title.
Okay.
And you must stick to that!
Sorry. My guest, Blankface.
Thank you.
Who are lucky to be here, and Blake, who's, I think it's like another Make-A-Wish scenario.
Yeah.
Lucky to be here and just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Well, it feels good to be back at BLT with the boys, shooting some shit, mate, just like we're in Kalgoorlie. And, man, it was a big week away from you, man. We had Alex Malinkovinkadenkadish on the podcast last week.
Great episode, man. I listened, tuned in, and it's a bummer when the best episode of the podcast that we've done, when you listen to it and you go, no, I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to the podcast like I did in the...
You weren't
the
really a part of it either.
No, I got to 10 minutes in. I was like, fuck, the Tyler and Alex pods were going really well. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, me and Mitch were there. Fuck.
Yeah. So I think some people think that... Some people must think that like I have like a little... I have like a button that's connected to a latch that just keeps your jaw locked shut, Blakey. Mm. But that's actually not the case. You have free will to speak whenever you please.
Yeah, I do. But last week on the episode, I was just like, there is such a... These two boys have just reached, you know, when you're just listening to a conversation, you're like, I'm just on a different realm. I was like three beers deep. It was 10 degrees outside on the deck in Dubbo. And we'd done WrestleMania that day. I was out of it.
Yeah,
I was all talked out. I was all screamed out.
Yep.
It was just, it was not good.
Well, it's fine.
So what about the other 40 episodes we've recorded then?
Well, I was just rewatching the other.
Have you just been in a different realm for the last
year?
Well,
what you boys don't know how I prepare for podcasts is I have been watching I watched WrestleMania 1 for episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and I've been going. So by the end, I'm just like screamed out.
He's exhausted. Yeah, man. And fuck, Alex is such a funny dude, man. I could listen to that guy talk all day. It was something a little bit different. Well, I wanted to try something different last week's ep.
And it's good to get some more Serbian representation on the show. Mm.
Some more.
Which we don't offer a lot of. Well, he's come on before. Yeah, so it's good to get him back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Exactly. Yep. So if you guys missed that one, please go back and check it out.
I just feel like we get a lot of Anglo-Saxon representation.
Massive amounts of it.
The show. And that's pretty much it, usually, because it is the three of us.
Did you say Anglo?
Anglo-Saxon. Is that not it?
Is it not Anglo?
What?
Oh, maybe.
Are you adding an E to it?
I mean, dude, I don't really know what the word is. I just say stuff.
It's just an enunciation thing. It's just a syllable thing there, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fun to just talk sometimes.
Did you take issue with that?
No, but me and Macklemore did,
which
I got a lot
of
fucking heat for for 15 weeks of this podcast.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But anyhow, it's good to be back.
No, but I'm a Michelangelo Saxon, so...
Me
I
when
think
my,
that's the correct
me when my favorite Ninja Turtle joins a jazz band. Michelangelo Saxon. Anyway, it feels good to be back, boys.
I like that in your head, Michelangelo is predominantly like more of a Ninja Turtle than an artist.
Yeah, well, who's Raphael, man? Before he was a fucking turtle with a red sash on his eyeball, who was he? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Leonardo after Leonardo DiCaprio.
And Donatella after Donatella Versace.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it feels good to be back, boys.
And Shredder after fucking Lukey ripping fucking Holiday on the fucking... I love you, man. You Shredder.
Oh, speaking of, man, we're coming close to our first birthday party in Sydney.
Yeah.
You know that the Sydneyites are getting a special trip. I don't know if maybe we have properly illustrated this before, but the Sydneyites at our first birthday party will be getting a very special treat because the Blankface band, for the first time, will be crossing state lines. The whole band's coming up to you guys in
First
Sydney.
First interstate band show.
Absolutely, yeah. It's exciting. And you know what that means, Lukey? Last time we had a BLT blank face show, I just simply rocked too hard. Vincent's ear drew all power from my arms. Mm. My muscles became spaghetti and I needed someone to step in for me and shred on the guitar. How are you feeling? Are you ready to get back on stage?
Well, Eminem famously wrote a song that said you only had 3 shots. Do not miss your third chance.
That's
to blow.
Not how that's
because this opportunity only comes around 3 times a year, and this is my final shot to get the solo right.
Yeah,
and my arms were weak and covered in spaghetti. It sounded like.
Yeah, man. I think this. What I want from you out of this Sydney show is this has to be. This has to be. This is the last chance to nail it on the first shot.
I walked past the Axe the other day. And I just went, not today, but. It's on my mind.
Okay.
Like I thought about playing it. So I want you to know the kind of headspace I'm in. I'm ready to get back on because I was so crushed after the 17 solo attempts in Adelaide that I couldn't even look at a guitar for like a month.
And look, honestly,
I needed to ice it out. I needed to have some time away mentally.
I don't want you to ever lose an inkling of sleep, mate, because that show was not on your, that blood was not on your hands. That was not you. The 17 takes in Adelaide was... a complete anomaly.
I was playing an away game on your guitar. There was no fallback. I couldn't hear anything.
Mate, the tech issues, you may as well have been fucking... I may as well have been playing rock music from inside Guantanamo Bay. It would have been a more pleasant experience, mate.
We blame the tech, but then there's old No Excuses Pavey over here who rips Macklemore first go.
Yeah,
no
some
problems.
That's some bullshit.
Because when I do that, I miss my grandmother so much. She's passed on, but I knew she was looking down on me like the bad mamma jamma she is.
You're right.
And my grandpa, who's got a cock like a ham hock, they're both looking down on me and they give me the power to do that every night before a few guys. And I can't wait to do it again at the first birthday party.
I was going to say, we're comparing ourselves to a god. I mean, Blake's connection with Macklemore is like he's
Ask one of the, because of that comment, I'd like to ask any BLT head who's good at making TikTok edits to do one of those. What's a god to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? And do one of those and I'll be the god.
The no church in the world.
Yeah, and then it cuts to non-believer and it's Michael, who's all right.
Who's Michael?
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Fuck. You did it again.
You did it again. Sorry, Mitchell. Hope your surgery went well, mate. Fuck Blake Pavey.
Oh, did he have surgery?
He did. Remember? He was having a surgery. And we said, we wish you well, mate. It was like a leg surgery. What? You don't remember that?
So he's not already the sickest. Yeah. He didn't need to get surgery.
That's why he had to get surgery, man. He was fully sick.
Right.
But yes, no, and I'm just throwing this out there. Melbourne, May 9, Blank Face Band. We're having a quick gig to throw to get the rust off our limbs before we head to Sydney. I'm just putting this out there for you, Lukey.
And the Sydney date, by the way, May 18th, and I'm pretty sure there's like 20 tickets left.
Yeah, something
like that.
Dude,
it's actually nearly sold out. The first birthday is going to go sicko mode. I don't know. I'm not a man.
I haven't asked for an update in 6 weeks. I'll be honest, I kind of forgot about it. But the comedy festival's happening. It's been busy.
Heaps on. Anyway, I'm just saying, Melbourne, the Blank Face Band will be coming to you May 9th at the Old Bar. Lukey, if you're in the area that night and you need to get a practice in, that's going to be your only chance. So just remember that, brother. Just remember that.
You know what? I'm re-remembering the Eminem song now. And he did say 3 shots plus a practice.
Look, it's up to you. And this one is off the record. So if you get it on the first shot, unfortunately, we will not be counting that. Mm. But if you fuck it up, we also won't be counting that too. Just throwing that out there. So keep that in mind, right? Anyway.
Finally, I get invited to a band practice.
Exactly. Yeah, because I really fucking want you to nail this at the first birthday in Sydney, all right?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, I'll look next time I walk past the guitar.
Yep.
I might even pick it up.
Yep. God, that'd be something.
And then the time after that, I'll give it a little strum.
I hope so. Yeah. Just get back into it. Just keep thinking about it. Keep looking at it.
Well, you know what? I've been running a lot lately in Holiday, the song that I've been playing, the Green Day song. It's been coming on my playlist.
Okay, yep.
And I'm like running along and I'm picturing the chords as I'm running and I'm there mentally on stage being like, oh, it's so much easier to play it in your head.
You know what I'm
then
picturing?
Like physically,
you like Oppenheimer when the atoms just go.
Yeah. Oppenheimer, how he's laying in bed, and it cuts to the atoms, except it's just cutting to Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And also for the Sydney BLT heads, it is our first birthday, and I did request gifts about 3 weeks ago.
Just reminding you guys.
So I'm just reminding you, mate.
Maybe gifts for us.
Yeah, it's our first birthday, and their money isn't enough for me. Yeah.
Money and presents.
Money
we
and
need,
presents.
We need
please.
Your presents.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm just happy for a smile and a handshake.
Yeah, Luke's
I don't
easy.
Be greedy.
Luke's easy. Blake and I are very high maintenance.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
BL, we'd like to reintroduce a new the segment that we introduced the other week called BL Spill the Tea.
It's just a little segment where we recap the weekend. Often we're away. We have three separate lives. I know some people can't fathom that because they hear the three of us in the same room.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what's funny?
Fuck. Mate, where's Lukey? Shut up. We're in Wagga. He's not coming.
Yeah. It's funny because, yes, we do have three lives, but often two of them are symbiotic to each other.
Yeah. Usually they overlap.
Yeah. Usually it's one of us left out and the other two are together. But we'll, you know. It is three separate lives, it should be, but yes.
Last week I was left out. I was here all alone. I missed you, boys.
Oh, well, mate, we missed you too, yeah. So don't you have to worry about that. But let's start spilling the tea, fellas. Who wants to go first?
I went to a wedding on the weekend and I finished a full bag of popcorn.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Are you four? Wait, you're in the ceremony? What, they nope. Didn't Meg need to give you something to keep you entertained while the big kids were talking?
Pre-ceremony.
Started.
Jesus.
Dude, I was going to say, I was at this wedding with you. I did not notice a single kernel.
No, during the ceremony, I was holding a shit from all the popcorn.
Okay, pray tell, what happened? Why do you have the popcorn, man?
I was with a friend of mine. You know those like the green, I think the brand is Cobbs.
Yeah.
The ones you can get from the supermarket.
Yeah.
There's something about that popcorn that as soon as you open the bag, I'm like, well, that's getting finished now. Yeah.
You're just a passive eater.
Who's putting that back in the cupboard? It's so good. And popcorn, it's like pretty much air.
Yeah, you don't even notice it going down. Yeah.
It's just like you can eat a whole bag and it's not till half an hour later where you're like, oh, that's way too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I reckon like I have this theory that you chew it down and then for some reason like it then you compress it. Then it gets in your stomach, it just starts expanding.
Yeah.
Like the little corn. It probably doesn't happen, but it feels like it.
Yeah. Because especially when there's no choc top and large drink to dilute that stuff as well. So
to wash it down.
You're playing a dangerous game there, Luke, and I respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Popcorn's in that rare genre of snack or food that once you start eating, it's never likely that you're going to stop before it's done.
That's my rule in cinemas. I don't start the popcorn until the movie starts.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I refuse to.
Oh, I'm eating that during the Telstra commercial.
Yeah. No,
me too.
I can't do it.
It should say, Luke, like turn your phone off and your face off, mate. You've already eaten half the box. Like that's what.
Yeah. My method is, that's why I get the Choc Top. The Choc Top is the trailers and ads snack.
So it's your pregame.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably a smart way to do it actually, because it would melt otherwise, hey?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I don't even get the ice cream.
Man, you should.
The cinema ones are so cheap.
Yeah, you mean
that's
cheap?
What makes them good.
They're not cheap to buy.
No, but
cheaply.
Like,
yeah,
cheaply.
I was just thinking about that.
But I think that's what makes. I think the experience and the location of something really does have something to do with making it taste better.
No, but the popcorn is genuinely good. Like the Hoyts and Village popcorn.
That shit
it's
slaps.
So buttery and it's
warm.
I would say
hot.
It's almost the superior popcorn.
Yes,
well, without question.
Do you know what?
But the Choc Top is like inferior to just like a Magnum.
You know why? You know what? Thinking about it, it takes too long to melt.
Yeah,
like it doesn't melt.
It's almost frozen.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like frozen in a weird way. It's like a weird texture compared to other ice cream.
Yeah. Do you know what the best thing to come out of COVID was? I think the fact that
all the old people dying.
Oh man!
And what were you gonna say?
Oh, but we'll get to that. What I was going to say is that cinemas really started ramping up. I'm not sure if they did it before COVID, but they really started doing Uber Eats, like cinema popcorn during lockdown.
Yeah, I can't believe you get this on Uber Eats.
Wasn't Meg,
I haven't had it since COVID. It was mainly a COVID thing.
Wasn't Meg a notorious runner for the Uber Eats popcorn experience?
Yeah, no, I'm dating somebody who does this on the regular as well. Yeah. I forgot about that.
You're surrounded by these
Mate,
freaks.
And that's what I've said to you in the fucking 3 years I've known you. You can swap her out with me anytime. You'll have the same life.
That's actually true.
The house might just be a little bit smellier when I come out of the bathroom. That's about it.
Because the Uber surcharge and shit, it'd just be so expensive. How much is a How much is a small popcorn on Uber Eats?
I don't know. Well, it's I haven't done it in like 3 years.
Do you remember at all how much it was around the vibe?
No, it was a very rough time in my life, and it was either the popcorn or slit my throat in the bath. So we were running one of those maneuvers.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, shout out Hoyts.
Enjoy your movie, boys.
You'll love Jesus this. Christ, in a bit of
this podcast is an escape for some people. Like, so they feel better.
Yeah, me. Yeah. this is actually for both of you. This is a pop culture thing and a cinema cup thing that I want to bring up. The new Deadpool movie is coming out soon, and they have teased a fuckable cup.
Is this the one with the black one, and it's like and it has the hole in the side?
Maybe. I haven't seen a photo of what they were doing, but
is this what you sent in the chat the other day?
I can't remember, but
I saw a picture of a cup on Twitter. Saying, but it was it's like the original Deadpool pussy, or like the original Sand Dune.
The dussy.
Yeah, something like
well,
that.
Well, Blake, I think, sent one of two popcorn buckets with like holes on the side that look like their mouths. And people go, oh my God, you could fuck them. But it was uploaded by Boss Logic, who was a notorious.
Why are the three of us sitting around getting excited about a new fuckable cup? Why are we giving this any airtime?
Well, my question is, why aren't we?
Well, no, we aren't.
No, but why aren't we getting on top of purchasing some?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be there opening night just to get three for you boys.
Oh, but that's good. We'd have to take turns on the one cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, oh, we can. But
boys, one Hoyts cup.
But people are going, oh my God, they're teasing a fuckable cup. Are we just going to full on get a fleshlight sold in a cinema? And I'm really excited.
Interesting.
Well, I guess there will be a pool of dead things at the bottom of it. So, good film. Choose.
Yep, that's good.
Thanks.
A pool of dead. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Come.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Yep, dead. Yep. And so, was there any
further? That's where you just forgot to laugh, so.
Nope. Didn't forget. Did not forget.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't then. That's weird.
Anything else happened with the popcorn at the wedding, man? Or was that the extent of the story?
Oh, it was a beautiful wedding. Two of our best friends, Mark and Beth, tied the knot. And I love.
That's great.
And Tyler was there.
I was there. Felt good.
Do you know what my favorite thing about tour is that was prevalent in the last week? Just because we were driving an average of probably 4 to 5 hours a day.
Yep.
And just some of the chats were just so wholesome with Alex. It was wild. Well, I think we spent an hour on just talking about like different types of love. It was wild.
Different types of love.
Yeah. We had probably an hour discussion about how the most wholesome type of love is between when you're in kindergarten and you get paired up with a year six buddy. Did you guys have that?
Because you really look up to them and admire them?
Yeah, but it's like, because mostly, the one with me was like, I got paired up with like school captain who was like the prettiest girl in school, but I was sick, so just my whole thing was just like, oh, she's pretty. She gives me a hug. And that was just so wholesome. It wasn't, you know, wasn't ruined by anything.
I don't think I experienced that.
I think you're just describing the best kind of love as like your first. What did you say?
I was like, God, I miss her.
Yeah, you
Hayley Garthwaite, if you're listening to the pod, you made a man very happy when I was six.
You're mistaking, like, yes, that is a wholesome thing, I guess, but it's like also you indirectly describing your first horny thought.
No, but that's the difference. Not a single shred of it was horny. I was six. I was just like,
oh, cool.
She's hot. She's pretty.
Oh, there you go.
It's so funny. People will probably always think like, man, two, I must just be crazy. Like, this rock star lifestyle, and you guys are in a freeway somewhere, just four dudes in a car talking about their love languages.
Yeah,
if only.
Like, I just like connecting.
Yeah,
and I just
anyone else just love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah. Alex was getting really introspective at some points. It kind of scared me a little bit, but I was like, no, I got to let him unpack this. This is a thing he needs to do for himself.
Maybe he's just more in touch with his emotions than you are.
No, man, not one bit.
Oh.
I'm pretty self-connected. He was just really unpacking things, and it was good to see him go through that with three people he was comfortable with.
Sit and wait. It was like doing the pod, but in just without a microphone, when these two had like a four-hour political discussion, just doing fucking just tennis, and I was just watching the whole time.
You thought that Blakey was a passive listener during every conversation you've had with him. You should have seen him then at this night. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
What, you were at like a pub discussing politics?
No, it was no, we're on the deck.
At the deck at the Dubbo Zoo, like at night.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And me and Mitch were just looking at each other just like, fuck, to check the footy scores. Yeah. That was just, that was our
It's because I had to do 6 days of footy talk and then I had, you know, 4 hours to talk with someone about something that wasn't footy and it felt good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway, what do, have you got tea to spill, Blakey?
Well, yeah. It does go back to my, our other favourite thing about COVID, but maybe not enough. As Alex pointed to in the clip I posted yesterday, COVID should have taken out more old people. Because we had an just probably a man between anywhere from 80 to 90 years old come and try to ruin my show on on Saturday night in
some
Canberra.
Angles, he looked 107.
Oh, dude, it was wild.
He was getting on there.
So if you didn't see it, I posted it on TikTok. Go spam the love and affection on there. And I'm just like, you know, you get into the rhythm of, you know, me and Alex had been doing a week of shows. We got into the rhythm of like, oh, yep, Alex is up to this bit. He's up to this bit. I've probably got like 10 minutes left. This is great, right? And then he probably got a minute into his set of just doing the right, all right, who's seen comedy? Who's like, oh, make some noise?
He's doing admin at the top.
And like every opener has to do. It's just a polite thing.
It's setting up the night so fun can ensue.
Yes.
Bit of housekeeping. You know, toilets are over there. We're here to have fun.
Yep. And then you're off and you're ready to go after that. And then Alex goes into his first bit where he does a bit about having no money, right? And he just goes, I got no money. And then this old guy just goes, I wish you had some talent too.
That's his American.
Yep.
And he's been there for like a minute.
A minute. Yep. And Alex is like, what? And you can see in the clip, Alex just goes, cunt, is property not enough for you? COVID should have taken out more. And then we had to cut some stuff out of the clip because the clip would have been 10 minutes long. But then some guy just goes, shut up, dickhead. And then Alex goes, can we just get this guy out of here? Is he going to be a problem all night? And then a guy goes, problem all night. And then Alex goes, are you on his side? And he just goes, fucking nah. And Alex goes and high fives him in the crowd. And Alex walks to the front row and just goes, I can get so fucking close to you, mate. You don't even realize. So they're like eye level with each other about a meter away. And he's just like, I haven't heard anything funny. Say something funny.
So it's like he's American.
Yeah, he's an American dude. I don't know why he was there. We didn't ask him or anything. We were just like, can this guy shut the fuck up, right? Trying to do a show. And then Alex gets back on stage. He's just like, are you a fan of Blake's? Like, why are you here? And he was like, never heard of him. And as Alex is walking away, trying to move on, the guy just goes, I do stand up back home. And then Alex just goes, and what's your name? And he goes, Noah. And then he was like, not enough information to give me, Kane. He was like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. And then he, like, really got really braggadocious about, like, doing stand-up in America.
It's like, mate, but have you ever headlined the Canberra University? No, so please be quiet.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, know your place.
Have you ever 75% sold a venue at a university you previously sold out the year prior? Absolutely fucking not, you piece of shit. And then, he just kept interrupting the whole night. And then you'll see in the clip, he walks out, he gives me the bird, walks away, right?
Did he eject himself?
He ejected himself, but I'm trying to do crowd work. I'm trying to talk to people.
Yeah.
And then he gets up and he's like, it's supposed to be, he's talking to his wife, who was there, and she was lovely, right? She sat there quietly, right?
Yeah.
And was trying to enjoy the show, which she also wasn't from what I heard, but she sat there like a normal human being and was just like, this isn't for me, but I'll just be respectful. And then he walks out to Vibu and then tries to get a refund. And Vibu was like, absolutely fucking not, mate.
What a dumb.
And then tries to talk to Alex after the show and just was just like, it was juvenile and sexist and racist, which I had a massive problem with. It wasn't racist, right?
Very juvenile and sexist.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and then he goes, it was really, really sexist. And I couldn't deal with the squealing girls the whole show. And I was just like, you went from sexist to squealing girls are the worst, yeah, right? And Alex just goes, but brother, wouldn't that just mean if you go to a show and that's the vibe, you've aged out of something. Like, it's not for you, and that's totally fine. And then I'm not going to name drop the comedian.
It's like how, I, you know, didn't go like didn't live through the Great Depression.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that just wasn't for someone my age.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You know.
Yeah,
well,
it's
not really like that. But
I was gonna say that's not what people, I mean, if someone like told how, you about the Great Depression, you'd listen to them.
Yeah, but it's like how I didn't fight at Vietnam. It's like more like his thing.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I guess it's more like if someone was trying to talk to you about MASH. You're like, dude, I don't give a fuck about MASH. And this guy's like, no, I love MASH.
It's like everybody
MASH.
During Blur said at Coachella the other day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's
exactly
like.
Exactly what it is. Damon Albarn. 100,000 people sitting there just like, this isn't for me.
Yeah, and Damon Albarn's going like, I'm never coming back to Coachella. You guys are all silent. Fuck you all. And it's like, no, man. Blur weren't that big in America anyway. You were popular 25 years ago. Relax.
Did he play the song?
Woohoo!
Yeah, and he was angry that people were silent for the rest of the set. Yeah, and he's like, Blur's never coming. But let's bet fucking Gorillaz headline it three more times. Fucking Damon Albarn, you silly boy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But he's aged out of something. But he had to sit there in the foyer with Alex and Vibhu for the whole rest of the show. Still had probably about another 25 minutes to go. Because the wife came out and she was like, I thought it was really juvenile as well. It wasn't for me, but I wanted to try new things, and it wasn't for me. And I was like, see, that's.
So did you meet them as well afterwards?
No, this is Alex and Vibhu saying what they said after the show.
And then he forced the venue apparently to call him a taxi.
Yep.
And then after he'd already gone off at them and it demanded a refund, he was like, right, well, you need to call me a taxi.
God, I hate old people so much, man.
And then I got messages from people after the show being like, yeah, we were waiting for our Uber. And then when our Uber got there, he tried to like hop in our Uber and tried to like ride share with us. Just tried to like steal an Uber. Fucking.
Can I ask you both?
I don't know what's more annoying, like him being ancient or American.
Yeah. But then he did also...
What a lethal combo.
Oh, yeah.
He did also name drop... because he was trying to... He was like, you know, I've seen... And then he name dropped a comedian. And I won't name drop who it was because it's not fair to them. But it was an older comedian, probably like a 60-year-old woman that he mentioned who's a very funny comedian. Right. And he was like, "What? Watch her. He should be studying her." And I'm like, brother, like, different leagues. It's fine. We do different shit.
Yeah.
It's not for you. Go see her if that's what you're into.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would have loved to have him in an audience for my show. I would have had the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get, we were talking about this, man.
I just couldn't picture anything more enjoyable. It's like actually two of my favorite things in the world. It's like just trashing old people in America.
Yeah. Alex and I were talking about you last week in the car, and we both agreed our favorite Lukey is when you're fucking angry and you've just got a target.
As soon as people like give you a license, and as soon as they go like you're not funny, or as soon as they're just like you get some more talent, you're like,
this is game, this is license to kill.
Yeah. As soon as like they give you a reason to go in, then you're not the asshole anymore. The crowd's on your side.
Yeah.
That's my favorite zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so...
It's kind of what keeps me in the sport.
And you were like... it's like when fucking, you know, it's like when Goku's fighting Frieza or whatever and he needs to go Super Saiyan to defeat him. It's so fucking satisfying watching you cross that line.
It was really funny.
Because everyone thinks I'm really wholesome as well.
That's what I mean. Because the audience isn't expecting it, and so they all lose their shit, and then you feed off that energy more, and it just charges your spirit bomb up more to the point where you just, for something, the chakras align, and you dish out these, you sling out these fucking insults where people are like, oh, this kind of has to be a plant. Because you're cooking here so hard. It's like, no, he's just in his fucking zone.
It's like, nah, Luke's just like a bit of an asshole and you guys have finally seen.
And we're sitting up the back. We're like, fuck, Luke's been himself on stage. What a king.
Oh, finally, he's showing his true colors.
Oh, this authenticity goes hard. Yeah.
It's very funny to see. It's very fun to watch. It was so funny when the old guy yelled out the first... He threw out one, like, I wish you had talent, say something funny. And then probably in 30 seconds, Alex told him to die four times. And I was
awesome.
Like, I love this man so much. Yeah.
Can I ask you, both of you, as someone who's like a part of the team that works on the shows, at what point do you... Like, would you both just be like, all right, Tyler, kick this guy out? Or would you... You know what I mean?
I've like nailed him enough... Like where I'm like, you know, I would do it once and I'd be like, all right, that's like 500K views. And then I would nail him again. I'm like, probably going to get to a mil now.
Yeah.
And then I like nail him so many times. We like, we got like 6 minutes of me like ruining this guy's day.
Yeah.
And now it's just annoying. And I've already got a you know you've already got the clip.
Yeah. You don't need
as
to,
soon as you just like as soon as it starts ruining
the show,
because there
other
is
people,
always a point where it starts becoming less much. Funny because it's just getting annoying. Now we've all had our fun. We've had a big laugh at this person. And then it's like, all right, mate, well, now I do want to do the show and people have paid.
That was also the problem with this specific old guy. He was, the only times we were really interrupted were during when I was trying to do something else. It was like before a punchline or before like a part of the show that I can't really break up in between and then just continue on smoothly.
Oh, but Blake, he was adjusting his hearing aid throughout it. So I don't think actually he knew you were building up to anything.
That sounds like a skill issue for him, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I just felt really bad for his wife, actually.
Yeah, that is pretty sad. Yeah. But like, I mean, she married him, so she's
suffering.
And that's
why I also didn't want to go too hard. Like, I could just tell she was hating the show, but she was cringing that her husband just stormed out
was
like a 5-year-old.
Of course.
And I was like, and then I could see for the rest of the night she was clearly uncomfortable, and I was like, I'm not going to do that to someone who, you know, it's paid their money.
Yeah.
I would have called the local nursing home on stage and being like, you need to come get him. One's got out.
Yep.
One's got out.
He doesn't know where he is.
Call the zoo.
He doesn't know where he is. He thinks this is a conversation, but it's actually not. He's supposed to be consuming something. that's pretty wild. I've got to spill my tea. I thought it was really funny. I have a knack for... not even a knack. I have a fetish that I need to tell you guys about. And that fetish is putting people in awkward and strange situations and laughing really hard while it's happening. And then everyone leaving the situation going, why did you do that to us? And me going, because it was really funny.
And then what do you jerk off afterwards? Why is it a fetish?
No. That's all I get. That's the pleasure I get from it. It's not like a sexual
thing. It's like a platonic kink.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a social kink. We were at the shops last week in Newcastle at like a big shopping center, and we were wandering around, Alex, Blake, Lambo and myself. And it was like a mid thing. It was like our one day off where we weren't driving. We had a show that night and we were like, oh, we'll go do some shopping and get some food and stuff. Lambo had promised us he was going to cook us a cob loaf for a week.
Oh, yeah. He obsessed over this for like seven days.
It was so funny.
Yeah, we get to Wagga and then Alex goes, oh, I might order the cob loaf.
And I was like, what's a cob loaf, man? I've never heard of that. And he's like, oh, it's like, you know, it's like a big piece of bread and then they scoop it out and they put like cheese and stuff into it. And Lambo's just going, oh, my, you don't know what a cob loaf. He was just like baffled, befuddled that I didn't know what it was. So Alex orders it and we're all going, and then Lambo's going like, my cob loaf is so much better.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's some kind of like chicken with like a corn on the cob shoved up.
No, Did you not know what a cob loaf was either?
No.
No,
what?
You don't know what it is.
What the fuck is?
Dude, I had no idea what it was either, but it was delicious.
I thought it was like, I'm thinking like meatloaf. You know, like meatloaf is like random assorted meats.
It's a great house party food.
Yeah, you get a big circular piece of bread, scoop it out, put cheese and sauces and stuff inside of it, and then you put it in the oven and it gets all warm and like melted, and you peel off pieces of the bread and eat it.
You know how you're a big, like, we're getting snacks from Woolies, I'll get like, you know, lollies or whatever, but you'll get like crackers and dip.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, but you come every time you take a bite.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
That's how good it tastes.
It was delicious. Anyway, so Lamb had been promising us all week he was going to make us a cob loaf that was going to change our lives. So on the Friday, he was like, I want to get the supplies for the cob loaf. Let's go to the shop. So we go to this shopping center. We're wandering around. We're on our way to the supermarket. And there's this, we're coming down the escalator. And there's this like white, big white box set up in the middle of like the escalator section with like Star Wars characters on the outside. It said shopping center Star Wars experience with two workers sitting at the front. And as we get right next to it, I go, oh, boys, Star Wars experience, we have to go. And they're all going, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, please, boys, we have to go. And the ladies, like workers, like seeing their four sets of wireless headphones on her arm. And I'm like, come on, we have to go. And they go, nah. And so we keep walking. And I was like, that's all right. And then the lady stops and goes, are you sure, boys? It's quite the time. And I'm like, we'd love to. And the other boy's like,
what
no.
What is it?
Are you ready for this?
Wait, did you do it?
Yeah.
It was so funny, man. It was so funny.
What is a shopping center Star Wars experience?
Are you ready for
this? Blake's never even seen Star Wars.
Nah, it was so funny.
So she leads us into this box. It was two stools, two long wooden stools, and like a plasma screen TV. That's and
then there is in like a cardboard box,
like a big box,
like a wooden box,
wooden boxy room with like a mesh roof on it, so you can kind of see throughout the top. People going up the top. She gives us these four separate overhead wireless headphones.
It was like a really miniature version of when you're in a line for a ride, and it's they've kind of half-assed like, oh, we're in a Star Wars ride.
Yeah,
that was the
and
that
so
was
it was like
gist.
It was like the two West the two like shopping center workers were like in these t-shirts. One of them was an older lady, and the one who pulled us in was like younger, but you know, probably in her late 20s. And she drags us in, and she was like, you know, you could tell that she's usually working at the information desk, and they just put her in these Star Wars shirts and told her to run us through this thing, right? So we go and sit, and she's like, now there's a couple things I have to run you boys through before we start. You're going to the mystical planet of whatever it was, you know, and not everything is as it seems. Ooh. And we were already, I'm just like holding in the laughter.
How much did you pay?
No, it was,
no,
free.
It was free.
What was it promoting?
So, are you ready? So she gives us the headphones. We sit there in silence like a silent disco and watch a 10-minute Disneyland ad. And I'm sitting next to fucking... Was I sitting next to you, Blakey?
Yeah, and the ad just walks through this girl in, like, Star Wars. She's just like, welcome to the magical world of blah, 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 blah. And then she's like... And they're trying to be like, you know, when they're creepily positive, but, like, something's a bit off. Something's a bit suspicious. And then it, like... it all glitches, and then it's, like, CCTV footage of just, like, guys... The rumors are true. We're starting a rebel base. Quick,
the first order is here.
And then like two stormtroopers that go past like, where is she? Wow.
It's like the worst acting ever.
And then it's just like the worst video game cutscene.
Yeah. But then it was like, quickly, we need to get our heroes. And it cuts to like the Aldi Disneyland Ray. That was so shit. And the whole time, the woman's standing behind us, and I'm just fucking doing this thing. And I was trying not to laugh, so my whole face is going bright red, and I'm like crying because I can see how fucking angry Lambo and Alex and Blake are. That I just wasted their time. So I'm like, I could not back. I start just pissing myself laughing. And I'm crying.
In front of the staff.
Yeah, in front of the staff. And crying. And then it gets to the end, finally, and there was moments where it was so painfully awkward that I wanted to just get up and walk out. But I couldn't. It gets all the way to the end, and right as it ends, the lady like goes, all right, guys, I'll collect your headphones. And I'm like wiping the tears off my face.
But what do they want from you at the end?
Nothing. She just goes, sorry, see you later.
So they want you to go to Disneyland.
Yeah. They'll be like, whoa, that was sick.
There's
let's
like
go
a
Disneyland.
QR code at the end where if you sign up to be a Westfield member, you can in the running to win a trip for four to Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland. So then we walk out and she goes.
What's that? Did you enter us?
No.
Oh, man, it would have been so... No, man.
No,
we would have entered me, Alex, Mitch, and Tyler. So we had to sit through that bullshit.
Dude, we get up and she goes, I'm not going to lie. You guys are probably the only people who have gotten joy from this experience. Oh, my God.
But
it was funny, man.
But you know
that's what
we
tell people when they leave our podcast live show.
But you know what I think it was? I think people heard Tyler just fucking pissing himself from in there. Because when we walk out, there's another four people in line.
There's like a line ready to go. It was like dead empty
you
before
started
us.
This momentum of...
Yeah, we lured all these people in thinking that we were having the best time ever. It was just me laughing at the other boys. It's like dead faces just going, fuck you, dog.
But did the lady acknowledge that you were maybe sarcastically laughing at it? Or
no,
did she think you were getting genuine joy?
No, she knew. She was like a sarcastic, like,
because when she gave us the talk, she was like, she was doing it sarcastically. She was like, oh, and it's not all as it seems. Ooh, bit of suspense.
Oh, because she has to read the script.
Yeah, and she was kind
of
nodding
along. What's the value of them even being in the shopping center and like, And putting money into like Disney,
dude,
paying.
I don't know, man. Disney money, man. Who knows? They're just throwing it anywhere they can. But it was so funny, man. Because I was thinking like Star Wars experience. Maybe it's just like this fun little.
I was thinking you're going to say there was someone in a Darth Vader costume.
I thought it might have been a costume thing. I didn't know what it was going to be, but it was just
I like your TikTok.
Yeah.
The fact that it was a shitty TV playing a Disneyland ad for 10 minutes was the funniest thing of all time.
I thought they were building up to something as well, because the whole time they're like, we're building a rebel base. Are you guys, we're looking for recruits.
Is it in America? That Disneyland? Is it heaps of Disneylands?
Yeah. And I thought, I was like, oh, are they going to like get us to do something or like play a a game or like something interactive. Like I thought it was going to be like a VR thing.
That's yeah, what I thought it was going to be anything but an ad for Disneyland. That's
but
the
it was
last
free.
Thing.
Obviously, it's going to be.
Yeah, but I, you know, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. It was so funny.
It was odd.
It was a good
I'm
time.
I'm so jealous I didn't come, man. Nothing cool happened that week for me. That's why I said the stupid popcorn thing.
Yeah, oh, sorry, man. I think this is an additional tea spilling. This is just for the list.
I finished my Melbourne shows, by the way. They were really great, but. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Nothing as good as the Star Wars experience.
No. I've just started my Melbourne shows as well, so get along.
And I added shows in Germany. Serbia, German, Cologne and Berlin. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if Gunther listens to the pod, I'm sure he'll be there.
Is that the only German you can think of?
I think he's wrestler. I think he's Austrian. No, there is a German I can think of, but probably not, not a wholesome
point.
Experience
not
to bring to the
point.
Pod.
No. Additional piece of tea to spill from the tour. We visited a landmark.
But we have
also
other segments to do.
No, but this is on the list for me to share, but I just thought I'd just include it in this segment anyway to move on. This whole episode has been the spill the tea segment.
Yeah, true. I've got another spill the tea. I just realized.
So we stopped at a landmark, mate, from the Happy Hour tour, an iconic spot. Listeners of the pod from the last time Alex was on it would know that we purchased something on the tour last year. Now, this was a classic moment. another bit of my kink on show. You ready?
Did you go to the place?
We're driving through whatever town it was, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's the servo. And Lambo and I are in the van. I go, Lambo, pull in there. He's like, shit. Lambo fangs it across, you know, a lane of traffic. He cuts into the servo. We pull in. He's like, what's going on? What's up? I'm like, mate, this is the servo. He goes, which servo? I'm like, it's the one we got the adult magazine at. And he was like, oh, fuck. So I call Alex. I'm like, Alex, mate, did you see what you just drove past? He goes, nah, what was it? I'm like, it's the servo. He goes, holy fuck, bro, that's crazy. I'm like, yeah, do you want me to grab something for you? He goes, dude, as old as you can get, 40 plus, 50 plus, whatever you can get, the oldest, that's what I want. I was like, no worries, brother, I'm on that for you.
And me and Alex are in the other car. We'd already driven past the servo. And then Tyler rings us. He tells Alex. And then we hop off the phone and Alex goes, can you turn around? I was like, we're on the freeway.
He's like, yeah, but there's pornographic magazines up the road.
Yeah,
we've just driven past.
Well, so I dive out of the van and I sprint inside as fast as I can, and sadly, the racks were empty. The racks were completely empty, and I'm sitting there for a minute going, "Fuck!"
So is that just because they were old and that they've gotten a bit saggy, or? No.
The racks. Yeah, no. I meant the shelf. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And Lambo walks in and he goes, oh, fuck, what's the deal? I was like, mate, I don't think they sell them anymore. And he goes, damn, like, what are we going to do? And then I had a moment where I was like, oh, my God, I can get Lambo so good here. So I go up to the counter. The lady working at the counter, I go, excuse me, ma'am. I'm just inquiring. Last year, my friend purchased an adult magazine from your store here, and he was wondering if you still have sell them and have any available today for purchase. And she just looked at me and she was like, we don't sell them anymore. I said, that's all good. My friend's going to be very disappointed. As I turn around, I go to Lambo, mate, they don't have them. And I walked out of the store. And then he had to pay for the petrol. Oh, dude, it was awesome. Yeah, anyway. Bit of a bummer, but we redeemed ourselves a little bit at the servo.
I have a very quick sex work update.
God, this is the... We thought last week was the best episode of the pod. Fuck, it feels good to be back with the boys.
Pray tell. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about... I had a few DMs. There was a gentleman inquiring about if I was selling socks.
Yes.
And years ago on Luke and Lewis, I briefly delved into some extracurricular activities.
Yep.
And... anyway, I thought I was out of that industry. Turns out it's easy to get sucked back in.
Isn't it?
Man, the money's so good. It makes you feel special. I don't know what say. It's like I'm obviously very, I'm sex work positive.
Yeah.
And we are in the midst of quite an economic crisis. So yeah. I don't blame you, mate.
And as the gods say, mate, my favorite saying is you can make someone's weekly wage in a night. And that's just the motto that we take.
Yeah. True.
That was a reference to a Patreon episode, which you can go listen to.
Oh, true. Where we were. Episode,
oh, yeah. We talked to strippers. It was weird. Anyway, we were,
I would say, harassed by strippers in Adelaide. Yeah. It's on the last month's Patreon episode if you want to go check that out.
It was the most respectful conversation that's taken place on Hindley Street. Anyway.
And thank you very much, by the way, that people have sussed out the BLT premium. $6.90 a month. You can get a little giggle because when the money leaves your account, you go, number.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a good number.
So what happened, mate?
So the first one was, are you still in the sock selling business? I ignored it. A month later, they messaged me, can I buy your socks or even foot picks? I ignored it. Last week, I said, if I get a third bite, I'll consider it.
A third bite?
Now, I do not think this individual listens to the podcast because it seemingly came at random. It was replying to one of my stories promoting my Europe tour. And it's completely unrelated. It's like tickets at lukekidgell.com. It's me just plugging some dates. And then it just, usually the replies for those are like, can't wait to see you in Brussels or whatever, wherever I'm going to.
Bonjour.
This one just says, you still sell socks or foot picks? And I'm like, okay. Third time's a charm.
Yeah, you have to kind
of. Third time is my arm being twisted.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And you also have to kind of praise that stick with an attitude of theirs.
I just respect the basic fundamentals of economics, which is supply and demand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there is a lot of demand.
But not much supply.
Currently no supply, and it feels like the universe is off balance.
Yes. Mm. Is there a way we can. Is there? I'm just trying to think. I'm racking my brain. Is there a way we can supply this man with a particularly special pair of socks? What can you do? How can you drench them?
Is there like an event maybe you're doing in the upcoming weeks that will get your toes sweaty and smelly that you could?
Why are you saying it like that?
I did have this thought, which
I may have mentioned to the guys before the podcast.
Now, I'm not sure where the kink goes to on this gentleman. In the past, I remember I got offered extra money, and if I, quote, drench him for him, go for a run in said socks and then mail them and as quickly as possible was my instructions. And I thought, that's after I ran a 10K.
Yep.
In 2 weeks' time, for regular listeners, they'll know, I've got a marathon coming up.
Yeah.
42.2 kilometers. Of pure odor.
Oh, God.
I've also bought new shoes as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you going to have to like...
Have it apart with the shoes for the right cost.
Oh,
if they cover a pair of new ones. They were pretty expensive shoes.
Yeah.
With the socks to keep the smell, will you have to be like a Colombian drug lord and vacuum seal the package before you send it off?
That's going to be hard to explain to mum and dad when they come watch me at the marathon. And instead of stretching after the race, I'm vacuum sealing my socks in Ballarat.
First thing you do.
And mum's going to be like, what are you doing that? And I'm like, side hustle. Yeah.
No, Shaz will be like, no, you take a break. I'm the merch person.
Shaz packages them up. Man, they're going to have the fucking texture of like a wet lump of grass in the morning.
I remember the first time that I delved in this industry. I went for the run. The socks entered a bag, and then Meg goes, "Oh, I'll take them down to the post office for you." And I was like, "No, this is something I need to do on my own."
Yeah,
I was like, "I'm not letting my girlfriend like." Conduct this type of work for me.
Yeah.
No, it's very progressive of her that she's supportive of you in that industry, though.
And I appreciate that.
Good on you, Meg.
You know, and if she ever wanted to, no, I'm not going to say that because.
No, because that's going to open up Meg's DMs.
I've seen him. Yeah. It's already there, dude.
Yeah, that's grim. I think that's what needs to happen, man. I think we need to send this guy your marathon socks.
Yeah.
That's confirmed, man. I think that just has to be done.
So that means I have to start replying. And say,
true, you have to build that bridge.
Well, I need to know.
Well, what's his price?
Well, because here's the thing is, because the fetish must be stinky socks, because otherwise, why would I have to wear it?
True. You need to find out what specifically he's getting out of this, and then you need to think to yourself if you're comfortable with that.
Can I ask us a very, probably obvious question?
No, please. Yeah.
But it's, this person is. Jerking off to my socks, right?
Probably, yes. Yeah. High chance, like 80%.
20%
chance he's framing them and putting them on his wall. being like, big Kidgel head, love the socks.
Yeah.
80% chance he's rubbing, tugging and...
But, oh, do you reckon they used it as a cum sock?
Well, either way, I would consider that masturbation with the sock. Whether it's stroking or busting into them, I think they're one and the same in that genre.
I'm cool with that.
Okay, interesting.
Meg!
I don't condone it. It's not something I could... Look, the foot thing really confuses me, but it's... I don't have to understand. I just have to, extend this opportunity to my fan base.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I, by the way, I think this will be a one-time...
That's it.
...thing, or whenever I run a marathon.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Which is assumingly probably a one-time thing.
No, I'm going to have to start entering a few more marathons if I want
to... Get back into the game.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to hear how this goes. I want to make sure that there's correspondence by next week. Can we have correspondence by next week?
Yeah, I'll message him back. Can I... Just also say before we move on,
yep.
I really appreciate having you boys as support as well.
No, that's I'll be your confidant till the day I die, brother.
Yeah. The other term is pimp. Could you message him on my behalf and facilitate this?
No, I want absolutely no line of contact with this man at all.
Neither do I. That's the problem. I just want the money.
You're not outsourcing this one, brother. They can contact the BLT Instagram page so we can all take part in this conversation.
Don't shoot me. I'd be happy to be the messenger.
What am I supposed to tell my accountant, aka my brother, who does all my finances?
Honestly, knowing how much he fucking loves to make cash, he might get on it as well. I wouldn't be surprised if CBJ's socks start going fucking missing.
He just loads up. He'll be like, I signed you up to another marathon.
CBJ's just like, oh, I've actually just also downloaded Strava. Let's get these other boys sweaty.
All right, lunchtime, boys. Time to hit the track. Last segment for today, fellas. It's one we've been looking forward to for 2 weeks. We put this out there to the world.
Is this the last segment?
Probably all we have time for.
Oh, you want to do your pitch, don't you?
Yeah, I had a pitch.
Can we make it a quick pitch?
It is a quick pitch.
What are you pitching?
Well, this is a pitch to you that me and Tyler have talked about.
don't rope me in on this. I'm a neutral party.
Okay, that I brung up and Tyler was supportive of. Like I'm supportive of you sending sending your socks to randoms who may want your socks. Yeah. Okay? And I was happy to support you in that. Now I'm just looking for a little bit of support back.
This feels like you're trying to butter me up.
Yeah, you're getting buttered. This is like
get the popcorn out.
This is like a 14-year-old boy begging his dad to let him go see a movie on a Friday night.
Yeah, okay.
Mate, if you behave yourself tonight at your show, you can have a sleepover at mine.
Oh, let's go. Well, okay.
I actually do think this would be a good idea.
Yes.
I will say that.
But I don't want to press you into anything. You can say no. Okay. I want to make that clear. Lukey, we've got a big trip to the UK coming up. We're leaving pretty soon.
Oh, I think I know what this is about. And I've considered cancelling the show.
Dude, I can't believe how on the same wavelength we all are. That is crazy.
Okay, so people that may not know, Luke, June 15th, I was like, is it a dog move by me to be like, Lukey, what's a brother got to do to have a night or two off to maybe take a trip over to Scotland to see CM Punk and maybe Drew McIntyre potentially butt heads at Clash at the Castle, WWE's upcoming event? What is the logistics of that? How do you feel about that? I think me and Tyler were saying it could be a good pod arc. Mm-hmm. And by pod arc, I mean great day for me.
You keep using the term pod arc, yes, but everything that follows is something that's like completely just to benefit you for one.
Stop trying to loop in like this podcast as things that personally benefit you. Okay. Like it's content.
Well, it is content, though. It actually is content.
CFQ comes out, I'm like, fuck, this is great long-term storytelling for the pod.
I think it is good pod content. I would be happy to send you on the one condition.
Okay.
This is my condition to truly back you on this, and that is that you purchase me merchandise while you're there.
I can purchase you. I can purchase anyone merchandise. Good. That's totally fine.
Good. Then I'll allow it.
Okay. Well, mate, you can allow it. It's not up to me. I'm there to provide a service.
True. What about this? What about this, boys? We set up another goal to get another sign on another pay-per-view.
A Scotsman.
Do you reckon there's a Scottish BLT head around?
There's probably one. Will they like WWE? Who knows?
Yep, true.
So, yes, this big event, Clash of the Castle, is on when we're in the UK.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be in London, which is the night before, mm-hmm. and then Reading is the night of the thing. The problem is I've sold out two shows already that night in Reading, and I really appreciate the people of Reading. And but
I can see his face.
Here's the thing. You I think you need to go because I looked at the WWE upcoming shows and there is a non-televised show that I can make it to in Germany in August, yep. which I'll probably be going to.
Okay.
And if people say, Luke, why haven't you added a second Berlin show? My answer to that will be no comment. And this conversation is completely unrelated.
Yeah, stop asking and leave yes. me alone.
I already came there and you missed your opportunity. There's still tickets left now. So if you're from Berlin, get on it because I don't know if I'm going to be adding a second show.
Yep.
Now, the other thing I need to do, there is a SmackDown happening the night before Bash in, what's it called?
Bash in Berlin.
Bash in Berlin yeah. the Friday night. So I'm going to Paris the next day to watch my friend Jared run in the Paralympics.
Yeah.
That's a promise I've made to him. When he was 12 years old, and I'm going to honor that.
That's great.
However,
God, I'd be willing to burn some bridges, man. I'm not going
to
lie.
However, yeah. I am thinking of flying in the morning of to go to the SmackDown the night before in Berlin.
That's so awesome.
I've looked up the flight. Yeah. It's only an hour 40 flight. If I get up at 5 a.m.,
yeah,
I can get there by 8, and I'll get to Paris. Look. I'll work out logistics.
Jesus Christ.
So that's why I think you go. To the one in Scotland, I should probably do the shows that I'm contractually obliged to do.
True.
Yep. And that people have bought tickets to.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like the best move. I can get another opener in Reading. That's fine.
Great.
Because I kind of want a man on the ground to like, how was it?
Yeah, we need, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's where the content line comes in.
Yep. Yeah. Now, I'm however not the person to ask. I don't know if you look at my outfit, but no collar around this, brother. I'm not the man in the suit.
That's true. There are many.
There's going to be a couple people out there have a problem with it.
Well,
AKA my brother and our accountant, Alice.
Well. Boy, do I have the counter argument for you. Do you know who was the main person in the car with me being like, you should go?
Yeah.
Or maybe, not even you should go. Oh, you should go.
Yeah, but I mean, because Mitch doesn't give a fuck because he doesn't book my tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So you've spoken to the wrong person.
He's the wrong but I've got one board member on board.
What if you...
Mitch will cave as soon as Jack goes, no, Mitch. I'm like, no, you're right. I shouldn't have said it.
Oh. Listen, as a neutral party with no skin in this game whatsoever, I wish thee well. I think it'll be great content and I want my merchandise.
And I'm really hoping... Oh, I haven't announced that yet. No, never mind.
Never mind. Yep. All right, all good.
I'm hoping when I go to another country at the end of the year where WWE often is that there's a corresponding date that works.
Yep. Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
And if there isn't, I think there's a high chance you will make that work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is, again, laying the seeds to eventually get all three of the BLT members to WrestleMania 41, wherever that may be. And that's an arc that I can't wait to see take place.
It has to be Vegas.
I actually think I might.
We'll leave that for another day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I actually think I might. We'll leave that for another day. Yeah. Do you know what day we'll leave it for?
Which day?
April 7th and 8th in 2025.
Yep. Okay, mate. That sounds good. Well, fuck, we're in an hour, man. We have the dad law segment. I really want to get to it. It's going to be good.
We've put off this for 3 weeks now.
Yeah. We can't. Do we delay it again or do we just rip it now?
I also have a big life question as well to ask you boys.
Yeah.
We also...
Maybe we end on the live question and...
We can do dad law next week again.
Yeah.
You guys keep sending us your dad law. We've got some good stories, but...
Yeah.
It's essentially... Dad law means like, you know when you grow up and then you find out that your parents have lived before you?
Yeah.
And you find all these random stories where you're like, oh, maybe they were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
They were people. They had lives.
I sat down for dinner with Alan, who you guys would all know. He's popped up on the show before. Namely when we did the single dad foods and the Canberra story. His dad law, I've got quite the tale for you boys.
Okay, I'm excited.
We'll sit on that for next week.
Send him more. I got sent one, but we probably need a few more anyway to run the segment.
Absolutely. Yeah. But so Lukey's life question.
Luke, what's been going on?
Let's end here. What's your question, brother?
You know, sometimes you just need to ask the group to make sure you're not the only one that this is happening to.
Okay, yes.
I guess it's like a personal thing. It's just not a thing that's discussed much. And I have a feeling that this might be just be a me thing.
Before you continue, man, I want you to know that wet dreams are totally normal. And when a boy goes through puberty, sometimes feelings arise. Things happen in the night where you're experiencing different things. And it's a totally normal thing. I don't want you to be embarrassed about it at all. All right. Blake, in here, I am here for you.
Yep. All right. That clears everything up. Great. Let's end the pod.
No, please go ahead.
What's it is question? Sleep related.
Oh, interesting.
So you're, on the, right. You're in the right ballpark.
Cool.
I've realized, and I've been thinking about it for a while now. Do you? I have a question, and people listening can answer this as well. They'll know.
Okay.
Do you guys, say if you go to bed at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. and you wake up at 8 a.m.
Yep.
Do you sleep that entire time?
Oh,
wait, okay. Frame it again.
Are you, sleeping to, you, like 8 hours straight through?
Yeah, you're a, you're a notorious peer.
Not even peeing, but I realize I just wake up sometimes and go, oh, I'm awake. And then I just don't even get up and I just go back to sleep. Like, I reckon I've, in the last year, last night I actually did, I noticed, last night I slept for about 5.5 hours,
what?
No breaks, and that's probably the longest I've slept for continuously.
Jeez.
In like a year.
I think that is unusual. Because
that is irregular.
But I'll sleep again for another 4 after that. Like, I'm still gaining 8-9 hours, but I just break it up.
No, yeah, that's right. Like a little pit stop. I think that's weird. The pit stops is
that's not... why you're the marathon man.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, not really. I
no, my mate, a marathon man needs a water break.
Yeah.
It's true. I think that is unusual, brother. I usually sleep all the way through. Once I get to sleep, I'm out like a light till I wake up.
Yep.
But about 2 nights ago, I think I slept on my arm funny and I woke up at like 4 a.m. with it asleep and I thought I was dying because my arm felt like it was off. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, it's just numb. And I just laid there and went back to sleep.
Okay, very rarely I'll get up for a pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting
that.
Up every night for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I, yeah, most 99% of the time I'm going all the way through.
And what I've realized from doing this most of my adult life, I reckon maybe as a kid I probably slept the more.
Mm. Weird.
And then, like, as the more I've got older, right, I've gained this weird ability where I can, and now it's just become a game to myself, I can guess almost down to within 15 minutes exactly what time it is from looking outside
what?
The window. Whoa. When I'm going to the toilet. Like, if
when
it's 4 a.m.,
sleeping.
I just know what that looks like. If it's 8 a.m., I know that. If it's 10 a.m., I know the difference between 8 and 10 a.m.
Now, that means you've...
I can just feel like, I feel how long I slept for, and I go like, it's like 6:35. And then I look at the clock, it's like 6:38.
I don't have that ability.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's scary, yeah. Man. Because when you sleep, you have stages of sleep, and your body's not truly resting until it's in like the last stage of sleep, which means that if you're constantly waking up, I'm pretty certain that means you're not actually getting a good night's rest.
I know.
So you've got 4 years left, max.
I think so. Okay, so it's got, I thought I was, dude. I assumed, yeah, because like Meg will just sleep all the way through.
Yeah.
She'll like, you know, like roll around or whatever, but she's not like.
Up and about
I'm
conscious.
Like sometimes like full, like I'll like wake up and then be like, oh, fuck, I'm up.
No, that's.
And then I go, all right, I'll try and go back to sleep.
Dude, that's why you're not beating those Pete Davidson butthole eye allegations anytime soon, bro.
Yeah, I do got the butthole eyes.
Yeah.
The what?
The butthole. Your butthole eyes?
Black rings around my eyes.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't notice it. I'm just looking. I'm looking in deep in the pupils, mate.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not. You fucking repulse me. Nah, they're not that bad. But that is not good, man. I don't think that's healthy or normal.
Yeah.
No, that is. I'm glad you asked us because I think you need to go and.
Yeah, maybe you should go to a sleep doctor.
Yeah. I knew this wasn't really the place for it, but I just thought I'd bring it up here as like a pre-screening.
Yeah, maybe I can recommend a movie for you. It's got Ewan McGregor in it, Dr. Sleep. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, much like, well, Luke's done the sleep thing. I did the colonoscopy thing a couple of weeks back. If you want to bring up a health issue that you want to bring up to us and then never address again until you probably die, it's probably a good time to do it.
Have you still not got the colonoscopy done?
No.
That was ages ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to think up.
That's unless immature.
Well, you know, Zoe might get a little bit jealous. That's her job. Okay.
Nah, I'm going to keep my medical issues to myself, I think. Thanks, man.
Oh, weird.
I'm the weirdo.
Weird, you want to keep that confidential? Yep. I'm an open book.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, guys. Yeah, I'm going to die soon.
Yep.
Probably.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the BT podcast because the third host will be dead.
My UK and Europe tour, maybe my last one, depending on what happens with this sleep thing, is starting in 6 weeks.
Yep.
So come on down. We definitely shouldn't have done 3 shows in London. Regret it. So please buy a ticket. Should have done 2. Fuck.
That's right. Reading, I'm sorry, I won't be there. it's good stuff.
Do you want to plug anything else, Blakey?
Yeah. Today's, we're recording this on Tuesday, the 16th of April. So we're about to go to the first of 6 Melbourne Comedy Festival shows of mine that I'm just about to start at the Comics Lounge.
It's going a great show.
Tuesday through to Sunday. And if you're under the age of 85 and don't have an energy of I want to ruin a cunt show, come along because I think it'll be for you.
And Melbourne Blank Face is live once more, May 9. You can buy tickets soon. They're not live yet, but when they are, you'll be the first to know about it.
You can maybe get an insight into how a regular Blank Face practice session goes. Yeah.
No, this will be a practice session, but it'll be the most real and raw rock and roll experience you'll ever experience in your experienced full life. Yeah. So we'll hope to see you guys there. Sydney, we'll be celebrating our first birthday on May 18th.
God, very I can't exciting. Wait to shred the shit with you boys.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to shred the shit with you boys.
Boys, we've actually just received some media correspondence as of 4:09, which is the time now. Mm-hmm. News.com.au want to post an article about the 80-year-old man. And they think, because I put in the caption as a joke, I want to ban people over 85 at my shows. And news.com.au want to run that as like a comedian bans 85-year-olds from the show.
God, that site is full of parasites, man.
I'm going to let them run it as well.
That's awesome. All right, thank you guys so much. We'll stay tuned with that. And I hope you guys have a great week. See you later.